Hey friends, it's the 29th of December. As we wrap up here these last few days of Pray Today, thank you for taking this journey with me this year. You know, we as humans have a sinful nature, and we oftentimes, when we sin, we just are simply just getting God out of order as far as our priorities. And I think back to John, and I think back to John chapter 3. And John chapter 3 is super popular because it has the whole John 3:16 in it, and the whole Nicodemus coming to Jesus under the dark of night to question him, Nicodemus being a religious Pharisee. But towards the end of John chapter 3, a very interesting event happens, because John the Baptist, who was Jesus's cousin, had come to prepare the way for Jesus. And I'm sure we'll be talking about this more when we go into the new and 22 challenge. But people were coming to John the Baptist and wondering if John the Baptist was going to be upset because Jesus and his disciples were out baptizing people. Isn't that funny to think about? But people didn't obviously know why Jesus came and who this guy on the other side of the Jordan was that was baptizing people. So they come to John the Baptist and they say, you know, basically, are you all right with this? Everybody's going to him instead of to you. Basically, he's stealing your baptism customers. Okay, so John replies this in the 27th through the 30th verse. He says, a person can receive only what's given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. So John the Baptist is saying that, hey, I'm not the main person here. I'm not center stage here, but I'm here to be sent ahead of the Messiah. And then he says, the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. So John is basically saying, Jesus is the bridegroom. He's the groom, and I'm the best man. And the best man is there to serve the groom. And he says this, that joy is mine, and it is now complete. And then one of my favorite verses in all of John, he must become greater, I must become less. That's amazing, because that is exactly what we need to do about Jesus. He must become greater, I must become less. When I sin, I am placing my needs, my desires, my temptations above Jesus. So, today, as you walk through your day, may you be reminded that the whole goal in this life is to make him greater and to make us less. Let's pray about that. Lord, it takes humility to put myself out of the driver's seat and to move myself to the back seat in my relationship with God. And Lord, I just ask that today those words would ring true in my heart. I must become less. I must become less. He must become greater. Lord, everything I do today, whether it's the words that I use, the conversations that I have, the company I keep, the thoughts that are in my mind, the things that I dwell or don't dwell on, may they reflect this truth that you must become greater and I must become less. I know, Lord, that your word promises that if we place you first, then we'll be elevated. We will be given blessing if we put you first. But Father, that requires me to get out of the way. So today I get out of the way, and I want to make you become greater in my life and in my witness to others. In Jesus' name, amen.